Well, you know, you've had a lot of those push-in ceremonies at Durham Fire Stations with new apparatus over the last year or so. But yesterday, you were pushing in a new unique unit with your quartermaster unit.
Absolutely. We actually have been very blessed with great equipment here in the city of Durham. And one of the things, though, that we are pioneering within the state is this new quartermaster system. And what it does is it takes clean gear to the scene, and our members leave their dirty gear with the quartermaster unit. It takes it back and cleans the gear. The van itself, the vehicle, is just a tool for it. The process, the system, the program is what's so magical for us.
And this is designed to deal with the huge problem that the fire service has had with cancer exposures and a lot of these carcinogens. I guess it's always been with us, but I think the 9/11 situation brought it to much more to the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a 9/11 first responder to the Pentagon. I was a member of a fire department up in Northern Virginia at the time, but went as a member of Virginia Task Force 1, an urban search and rescue team, to it. And I think after 9/11, we did start to see a lot more study on that. Interestingly, the number one cancer for 9/11 responders is skin cancer. And it's something that they've encouraged all of us to go get looked at. But other types of cancers are really the top for lung cancer, obviously, testicular. Both of those have a more than double of the normal risk to firefighters compared to the normal population. Ultimately, there was a study that said firefighters have a 10-year less lifespan than the average person. So what I'm trying to do with the new quartermaster system is give our firefighters a great career, but also a good retirement where they can enjoy life after, you know, serving the citizens of Durham and putting their lives on the line over and over again. This does make their world cleaner, it makes it safer, and it removes the carcinogens, which is causing a lot of these problems.
I've read and seen reports about fire departments around the country looking at the clean cab philosophy of not getting that equipment back into the cabs on the way back. This particular thing with the quartermaster unit, you mentioned it's the first in North Carolina. Is it being done anyplace else in the nation?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, you're extremely well-read with a clean cab. Nicely done.
Thank you.
this meets all of the clean cab requirements as far as gear is concerned. In fact, I think it goes a little bit further. Clean cab is a concept put out by the IFF and the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, which are trying to get that dirty gear out of our workspace. We have to wear it in the fire, absolutely. But as soon as we can come out and we're done at the fire, we want to doff that gear, get it off of us, get ourselves clean, wipe ourselves down, and then get us into clean gear for the ride home. And that's what clean cab's all about. Clean cab, actually, though, suggests you put it in a compartment and then deal with the dirty gear when you get back to the fire station. That's something we don't want to do. We actually took that step out by having the quartermaster system where one of our members takes care of that gear, takes it back, gets it right into the cleaning process so that we can have clean gear again in about 8 hours so that their second set is ready to go. Yeah, absolutely. It does get us a lot closer to a full clean cab. There's still a lot of things that the clean cab has that's hard for departments to meet. Your second part of that was, who else does this? San Antonio, Texas is who pioneered this starting in 2019. We actually took their idea. I like to say we stole it and made it better. But we really just, we took what they did and tried to do it in a way that we could afford as far as personnel, equipment, and amount of gear that we had. And the system's been working since early February. Obviously, I always hit some snags along the way, but we're very excited that now the system works. It's hard to run. It really wears our people out who run the quartermaster system, because that's a hard job. But we're getting it done, and it's keeping our people safer.
I was going to ask you, do you have dedicated personnel to this truck?
So right now, we're using light-duty personnel. And light-duty personnel in the fire department are people that have been injured on the job or have some other restriction that doesn't allow them to ride a fire truck. And we use them for all sorts of other jobs. A lot of it is administrative work because of the restrictions on them. We happen to have enough right now of our light duty personnel who can lift these tubs that the gear is in and operate the vehicle. But it is hard for us to do. We are going to look again this year. We asked for last year, but was not successful in gaining funding for full-time positions. But that's ultimately what we're looking for, is full-time positions for this, because it'll allow us then to not have to worry about this program, the everyday staffing of it.
Looking at a TV report on this, some of the video I saw yesterday, it looked like that was Station 9. Is that where this is headquartered?
Yes, sir. So the vehicle will run out of Station 9. The member will live at Station 9. That's where that person will be for 24 straight hours until there's a call. So what happens is when they get an actual call, we actually do a alarm called a fill-the-box alarm that actually gets on working fires, that gets additional units, some additional, that gets an additional chief, and it puts our support units in route, including our mobile support unit, which brings, air cylinders, and it can fix air masks and stuff like that, brings food and water. And then it also now brings the quartermaster system. The quartermaster will respond. It'll respond non-emergency. It'll go over to our warehouse, and it'll load up the gear based on who's riding what fire trucks that day that are on this call. They'll pull the 20, 30 sets of gear, put it in the van, they'll drive to the scene, and then they'll start the whole process of switching it out. So you will see it. It's a great-looking van. It's got some floodlights all around it so that we can do this at night easily. It does have some red lights on it, but it's not meant for responding. It's just meant for its safety while it's sitting on scene.
And if people have not seen, I live in Durham, so I see it all the time, the graphics for Durham fire vehicles are very, very unique.
Yes, sir. It's one of the things that I noticed when we first got here. Our support net administrative vehicles were white with a red stripe. Well, if you know what that looks like at night, it looks white with a black stripe, and therefore it actually looks very much like our police cars. Something I wanted to get us out of, so we started to work really hard on gaining a graphic that was to us, and we actually brought it to our members. The fire engine graphics, the ladder truck graphics, and the heavy rescue graphics were actually voted on by our members. They got to pick, you know, what was going to go where on them. The bull, interestingly, I drew this horrible bull and said, I'd love to have something like this. But I found one of our members who is a off-duty. She's an artist. She cleaned it up and made the bull that we currently have today. So we're really proud of our bull being the Bull City. It's sort of a very easy grab for us. And I know you know a lot about the Bulls because I hear you at all the games. So it was actually sort of an honor to get to talk to you today.
Well, Chief, it's an honor to have you on, and thank you so much. I would hope that I can get you back again shortly when that beautiful new Rescue 1 goes into service that I saw on the apron at Station 1 the other day.
Yes, sir. I'd love to talk about that. You know, we brought the rescue company back 5 years ago, about a year into my time here, and couldn't be more excited. I have a extensive rescue company background. I'm very excited about having the service, but we really put it into a hand-me-down unit, and it's all we had at the time. It's what we've been using for 5 years. This one is really top of the line, and it allows us to project the type of rescue service that we really wanted to for our city. We only have one rescue company, and so it's got to take everything. And it's based on a really neat concept of how they're going to do technical rescues, which I'd love to share with you. We actually are going to be moving to a second rescue company in about 5 years. So the vehicle will be ordered this coming year, and we'll be hopefully staffing it probably in about 4 years. So call it 2029, 2030. We plan on opening a second just because it's so busy. And it's such an important unit to our city. But, yeah, I'd love to come back and talk about that and give you a tour of it, maybe take you for a spin.
Now, that would be fun. And I will say this before we talk about it again. Just seeing it, it really does put the heavy into heavy rescue.
The members really do like it. It's finally the type of unit they deserve and the type of unit that our community deserves. Like I said, having only one rescue company, I came from a huge fire department, and we had eight of them. So having any one of those units be in service or be perfect wasn't that important. This one has to be about perfect. And so we've really done, it came in a lot, we had a lot of little, you know, punch list items for it. So that's why it's been out of service for so long, or it hasn't seen, you know, in service. We actually, it looks like, and this is sort of hot off of presses, we might have it in service the next 2 weeks. So we'll have a push-in ceremony, and it's something I'd love to hit you up on to cover, but also to spread the word. We'd like the community to come out for those. The reason we do that is to let the community push in their fire truck. And this one serves the entire city, including all of the northern Durham County when it comes to heavy rescue work. So it's going to be a great day for us. We're almost there. The rescue company members were working on it hard yesterday. I actually was giving a tour and could barely get past them. They were all over it. So just a few more days and we'll have that in service.
Thank you so much, Chief, and we'll talk to you about it in a couple of weeks.
Great. Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.